Philip and I are now joined by two of the men behind the Eddie Sutton documentary film. We're joined by Christopher Hunt, the producer and director, and David Tester. He is the executive producer and director of photography. Christopher, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Oh, we're hanging in there, man. A lot going on, obviously. Crazy times, but we really do appreciate you guys coming on.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is fun. I think at this point, every Oklahoma State fan is, I mean, they should be, but are aware of the documentary you guys are working on. And I want to dive into it a little bit here in a minute, but I think we should start with, I mean, really the biggest reason we wanted to bring you guys on here was the big news this past weekend, Eddie Sutton finally getting into the Hall of Fame. I mean, it took longer than it should have. But I mean, when you consider the class that he's joining with, that might be a small consolation as to why he had to wait so long. Just from you guys' perspective, like, how big was that news for you guys as people who have spent as much time with him and been around him as much as you have been able to these past couple of years?
It was obviously quite the emotional moment for everybody on our production team to be able to, you know, share in that joy a little bit as much as we could, considering we were all quarantined with the family and with Steve and Sean and Scott and everybody involved. It was awesome to be able to just be a part of that, and to also, you know, as the news is kind of leaking out, be a part of it on social media and be able to engage with some of the fans. You know, it was overwhelming, frankly, and just emotionally somewhat draining. Those first couple of hours after that announcement was insane. But it felt great, you know, and I know everyone around Eddie and everyone that has been involved with this project and then on the basketball side of things, everyone that's been involved with Eddie's career, it was just a magnificent celebration.
Yeah, I think for me, it was just kind of almost a relief at the end of the day. It was like, finally, we kind of know the end to the story. And we were really expecting last year for him to get in. Like, it was kind of shocking whenever he didn't get in last year. We were there filming when the family got the phone call, and we're all kind of shocked that he didn't get in last year. So this year, you know, you're like, really nothing's changed. Like, I don't know what the difference is. It's a huge class. And so you're kind of back and forth. Like, I don't know if he's getting in, and you're just so tired of guessing and trying to predict the future. And so just to have it where we know he's in, he was able to enjoy it. I've talked with people who were, you know, there with him when he got the call, and he understood it and he knew it. And that's just, at the end of the day, you know, that's what you want. You want him to be able to enjoy it. Now, I will say it is a little bit bittersweet just given his current health situation that, you know, he's not able to go and give this speech and celebrate with friends and family like really he deserves. But he still is a Hall of Famer, and we've known that from the beginning. So it's great that he's finally got his recognition.
Totally.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, it's, you know, it's one of those things. I think we all have become a little bit cynical as he was announced as a finalist for the seventh time, and we're all just, I think most fans are like, you know, it's time to do it, but we keep talking about it, and you see the wave of social media push of people trying to be like, put Eddie in, and it not happening. And I think there's a little bit of cynicism, especially after last year, because it really felt like last year was the year it was going to happen. I'm with you guys. It felt like last year was the year it was finally going to break and he was going to get in. And then it didn't happen. And this year it felt like there was a certain amount of like, we're so sick of this. Just make it happen. And then when the news finally comes out that he is, yeah. I mean, obviously I follow a lot of Oklahoma State people and have a lot of people on my Twitter timeline, but my whole timeline, and not just from Oklahoma State, I mean,
yeah,
from college sports, college basketball was just overwhelmingly Eddie Sutton. I mean, across the board, to see the messages that we saw from coaches of other Big 12 schools, current and past, and to see people who just cover college basketball in general, and the things they had to say and sharing their memories, and just the outpour of positivity around that news was, especially with everything that's going on, I think was a really nice thing to be able to be a part of for a couple of days, and really just something to put a smile on everyone's faces at a time where we all just, you know, we all kind of need anything to distract us and provide a little bit of joy in our lives right now.
Yeah, totally.
No doubt. Totally. Yeah. My family and I, we've known the Suttons for many years, since like 2008. And I've had the chance to talk with Coach Sutton when I was a lot younger and, you know, been able to interact with the family for so many years. And they've been so good to our family. And so for them to finally get the call that they did on Saturday, I had a smile on my face as big as the first time I shook hands with Coach Sutton. So this was very awesome for me as well. Like I'm so happy about this, and to be able to talk to you guys that have interacted with them for you know, over these last couple of years working on the documentary. What was kind of the origin of wanting to do something like this? When did the ideas kind of first pop into your guys' head?
Well, that started about 4 years ago. Eddie had been declined or denied the Hall of Fame, I think maybe at that point four times, and that got us pretty riled up. And so Dave and I actually worked together on several projects, some short documentaries, non-sports related, but some short films that had won some awards. And we were both kind of in that mode of trying to find something that we felt was a national story and something that would appeal to a national audience. And so we both discussed the idea about doing a film on Eddie. We thought we were uniquely qualified to tell his story. I'd grown up, you know, going to games since I was, a kid, and had followed Oklahoma State very, very closely. Dave had done the same thing. And so we kind of had a front row seat to Eddie and his career at Oklahoma State. And we both knew that there were some things in his past that would make for potentially some really compelling film. And there was more to the story than just, the wins and losses. We knew that it had a chance to be much more than just a basketball story. And so that kind of got us off our, off the couch a little bit. And, you know, then we went and we knew that might be able to open a few doors for us to get in front of Coach and his family and, you know, Sean and Steve and all those guys, Scott, to be able to present the idea, present the project to Coach. And I think, you know, Dave can talk about this, but I think timing was just right. You know, I think that there had been enough time passed where they were willing to open up with us and talk with us a little bit. And I think that played in our favor. And then we were kind of off to the races from then. And, you know, it's been a bit of a roller coaster for about the past 3.5 years.
Yeah, the timing was perfect, I think, for us. Enough time had elapsed where they weren't in the national spotlight like they had been when he was coaching still, and Sean going through what he went through. And so the family had always been a very private family, and had always kind of operated that way. And now with the fact that Patsy had passed away already and Eddie was getting older in his age, I think people, they were just kind of ready to talk, and they were ready to share the story, and they knew that it was a great story to tell. And so we had a lot of concerns going into it, like how okay would they be with us telling some of the parts that weren't so glamorous, because that's really what attracted me to a big part of the film was, you know, we're going to be talking about someone who's dealt with addiction and alcoholism and has had some even collegiate scandals, and, you know, kind of going through all that stuff was really important to appeal to that national audience, that it wasn't just a sports film, that it was a human story, something that someone who didn't care anything at all about OSU or sports or college basketball would still want to watch. And so kind of going into that thinking that we knew where we wanted to go in terms of at least the style and the content. And we were just kind of, we were a little bit nervous. We had a few conversations about, I wonder how willing and open they're going to be to it. And, especially Sean and his story. And it's just one of those things, you just got to develop trust with people. You know, yeah. any project you do, especially documentaries, you just have to develop that relationship and that trust. And it was able to be developed with them. And they were eventually ready to let us tell that story.
Totally.
So I having seen the trailer, you guys have had quite a few people you've been able to get involved in the documentary and on camera to talk about Eddie Sutton. who would be the one or two guys that you were either most excited to get to interview or most surprised that you were able to get to be a part of this?
So, yeah, we were able to interview around 30 different people for this film. Felt like that's what it was going to take to tell the story and tell it properly. You know, I mean, because this movie covers about 40 years of life and career. So, you know, obviously getting to sit with the former president of the United States was amazing. That, you know, former President Clinton was a law professor at the University of Arkansas while Eddie was coach there. And they, Eddie and President Clinton, or at the time, Professor Clinton, became friends and remained friends to this day. So to be able to get him to sit down with our crew and our team was quite the accomplishment. And I know everybody there was inspired by it. It was a really fun day, a fun event. That was really great. Sitting down with a guy like Dick Vitale, who, if you follow college sports, you've heard of Dick Vitale, Hall of Fame broadcaster, who's really changed the landscape of college basketball and has been a pioneer. That was really neat, going to his house to interview him. I thought that was amazing. Another one that I'll mention that I thought was really cool and hasn't been talked about too much, I don't think, in our other interviews that we've done, was Bill Self at the University of Kansas. I mean, he opened up his doors for us. Dave and I and the rest of the crew went in there to film his interview inside a empty Allen Field House, and we got a personal tour of the Jayhawk Hall of Fame, if you will, that's in Allen Field House. Bill walked us around. That was amazing, man. You couldn't ask for a nicer guy, as far as, you know, helping us with this project. He really, loved coach, and they had a great relationship. And so that was a lot of fun. I mean, getting to do some things that I know that, had I done whenever I was 10 years old would have just blown my mind, you know? And, we had a couple of those experiences along the way, and it was fantastic. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I think just to piggyback on that, it was talking with the people, meeting the people is amazing. But a lot of times it was the environments that we were in, because like you said, we're interviewing Bill Self right there, right now in Fieldhouse. And we interviewed Jerry Jones, like in AT&T Stadium's, like right up, just a little bit up in the stands, like just right there. And we interview Dick Vitale. We actually went to his house in Sarasota, Florida. So it's like, dude, I've been to Dick Vitale's house. You know, stuff like that. President Clinton, we interviewed him in Midtown Manhattan, and like the Secret Service were there. And like, it was just kind of, it was all these little experiences, you know. And I don't know if you guys have had this, but with filmmaking, it's like, having a camera can get you into some places that you really would never be in or have no business being in without it. And we really got to see that unfold throughout this journey as we got to go and meet people and get into places that were pretty special.
Yeah. The access that we were able to get, I mean, is a huge credit to our production team, the producers on the show, Dave and Wendy Garrett, who's based out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. I mean, those two in particular, and I'm not just saying that because Dave's on with us right now, but like seriously, the amount of effort and work to get those interviews booked and scheduled, as you guys know, I mean, it takes a lot of work. And so we were very fortunate to gain the access that we did. And I totally think that access was key into making this film what we wanted it to be and set out for it to be. So I'm really, really proud of that for sure.
When you were able to interview players from his time at Kentucky, his time at Arkansas, mm-hmm. and his time at Oklahoma State, how similar and how different were some of those stories? Because that, you know, that spans from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and the 2000s. How similar and how different were some of those interactions that they had?
You know, I felt like they were very similar, and that gave me a lot of anxiety. I'll be honest, I was wanting them to be very different, so we had, you know, more to choose from. But the message was pretty consistent between his former players. I mean, just, I don't think what Eddie expected out of his players necessarily really changed over time from the 1970s to the mid 2000s. You know, now I think he adapted extraordinarily well to different types of players and to attitudes that different generations might have. I think he adapted his coaching style to that some, but the foundational things that he preached and preached so well, I don't think really ever changed. It was hilarious to be able to listen to like Roger Hardin and Rex Chapman at UK talk about taking a charge, and we would get the exact same stories from Doug Gottlieb and Desmond Mason at Oklahoma State. I mean, that was, it was uncanny kind of how similar things were. Now, obviously the experience that some of the guys at Kentucky had towards the end was a little different than I think what a lot of the Oklahoma State guys had, or maybe the Arkansas guys had, but yeah, it would kind of blow you away. It was very similar. His approach. I thought that was pretty fascinating.
I think the only time you heard that he was really different was Kentucky, whenever he was really drinking a lot. That was the only time you actually heard a few players talk about knowing he was. But that was really only for like a season that I think we really got a lot of that. And then after the plane crash at Oklahoma State, most people would say that he was just different, you know, and they kind of made it sound like maybe he was a little bit, not like he wasn't as hard on people like he used to be, but I think he just kind of, you know, going through that horrible, horrible tragedy really obviously impacted him. And, he was, I think, more loving is kind of the word that we got, you know. He'd make sure to hug you more often or you tell you he loved you more often. But besides that, yeah, it's funny. I think what was really fun was like every single player across all the different schools all had their own Eddie Sutton impersonations, their own voice, you know. And some of that is in the film, which is pretty fun.
So obviously you guys are still in post-production, I would assume.
Oh, we're done.
Okay. Well, we're done, man. Okay. So let me ask this then, with the news this past weekend, does that change anything in the film? Did you guys need to have to go back and make any adjustments, or you just, it's in the can, we're done, we're going to leave it as is and just move forward with that?
So that's a great question. And it's one that was talked about extensively before the announcement. Obviously it was on our minds and we knew that there was a 50-50 chance that things could change. So I thought our team was really well prepared for the news of him actually getting into the Hall of Fame. And so after the announcement and all of the kind of celebration and just Twitter going nuts and social media going nuts, all the buzz around the film, you know, our team was able to kind of address those obligations that we had immediately after the announcement, as far as just talking with people and doing that kind of stuff. And then our team just kind of huddled real quick, got together. We knew kind of what plan we wanted to implement. And so, you know, I have my studio here, probably like everybody else, have my studio here at my house now and just started editing immediately, put together the edit that we had kind of talked about, sent it to Dave and his team, the other producers, and we kind of came to a group agreement that was how we wanted to handle it. And it was in the can by about 3 a.m. Saturday morning. So yeah, we got it done quickly.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the reason, you know, the main reason for that is because we're trying to get this thing like out there ASAP, and I'm sure we'll talk more about that. But we have like links that we've sent out to distributors, and so we wanted them to be watching like the cut, you know, and not have to wait a week on us to do that. And so with the news hitting there, you know, Eddie's elevated now to this national platform again, and people have to talk about him and know who he is, and so it's perfect timing for this film to be out there in the world. And so we had to do it. Like, Chris had to make that happen ASAP.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit more about that in a minute, but I do have one question though for you guys. And Chris, as you mentioned, you know, you known about Eddie Sutton, OSU fan for a long time. How did doing this documentary, talking with him and talking with all these different people that know them so well, how did that change your opinion or alter your view of Eddie Sutton? And what was your biggest takeaway about him from this documentary?
It's a great question. You know, my opinion of him has grown so much. I feel like I truly, honestly, man, I did not quite understand the level at which he, how important this guy was to the game of basketball. All right. I knew that he was always considered a great coach and father of the game, but you know, until you start talking with people and start really seeing the film, seeing the footage, seeing what he did and the impact that he had on so many people. I mean, you can sit here and say it kind of like in historical terms, but I think really putting the human perspective to it, the really seeing up close and personal, the effect that he had on people was eye-opening, frankly. I have not heard a lot of other former athletes speak about their coach in the way that these guys spoke about their coach. That was eye-opening. You know, and then there was also this part of me that I felt like we weren't all that much different. You know, I thought that it became very apparent that this guy was a genius and a genius at what he did. But he also had the same issues that I deal with, or people in my family deal with, or that people across the country deal with, as far as family dynamics, you know, addiction, just, you know, running your life and trying to get the most out of it. Another thing that kind of, as I'm talking about it, hits me is I feel like a lot of the things that he prided himself on, as far as just hard work and you know, dedication to your craft and things like that, are things that had a huge impact on me. It was kind of nice to get coached up by his voice, you know, and just trying to implement those things in my life and my kid's life were very inspiring. And so that was something else that was just, you know, nice to hear, because that guy achieved greatness. And it's, you know, you're foolish if you don't take lessons from people who have accomplished these sorts of things. And so, yeah, I just found him to be an inspiring character, and somebody who hopefully I'll be able to take a lot of the lessons and apply them to my life.
Do you want me to go on that too? I don't know.
All right, so.
Yeah, I didn't know, man.
Go ahead if you want. Yeah.
You don't need my opinion. It's all good. But I think, like, you know, that saying, never meet your heroes because they'll, like, disappoint you. I think that was, like, not the case with this, which was cool. It was really good because, I mean, I grew up just idolizing that guy, too, on the court. And even though, you know, we did get to know things about him and mistakes that he had made that, you know, were not, you know, weren't great. It's just like what Chris said, it made him so much more human. And so in some ways you look at him like, wow, he's even more amazing. Hearing all these people say this great stuff about him, he's even more amazing than I realized. At the same time, it's like, wow, I feel like he's more human too. Like he's not up on this pedestal in terms of he's unattainable. He's just a normal person. And, I was leaving the process kind of now on the back end of it. It's you just have, I guess, a deeper appreciation for him and just a deeper understanding of the whole story of really what he was going through. And just like, man, yeah, I probably would have made some of those same decisions had I been him or similar ones. And so, yeah, it was just really interesting to hear so many people speak so highly of one person.
So I'll ask you a little bit of just the logistics of what we could see in the future. How is this going to be distributed? How can people get out there and watch this? And then you guys talked about wanting to get this out as soon as possible. Do you guys kind of have an ETA of when we could possibly?
Yeah, so we have a team on the executive producer side. We've partnered with a local company called Takashi Entertainment, and Chad and Andy have been in the film business for a long time. They've been selling films between investors in New York and LA and everywhere in between. And so being in Oklahoma is awesome. We have a lot of really talented people here, but one of the things that we haven't really had is, you know, those connections of, you know, you can't go over and just have a meeting with Netflix or go to a party and find some and meet a producer over at, you know, Lionsgate or something like that, like you can if you lived in New York or LA. So having those people here has just been very instrumental. And they joined in with us a couple years ago to help us as we were even still shooting the film and even acquiring investors. And so they have the film right now in front of major platforms like Netflix and Hulu and Apple. And there'll be a few more that'll be added to that list either this week or next week. And so the idea is that one of these platforms would license the film quickly, and that we'll be able to answer that specific question with details very soon. And so I just want you guys to know, and everybody else to know, that we're literally working our butts off to get this film out there. We wish it could have came out, you know, a long time ago, but we had a strategy in the independent film world. Really what you do is you try to get into these big name festivals, film festivals, because people who buy films and license content will go there, and that's how they pick what they're going to buy. And so all those festivals got canceled because of COVID-19. And so then we had a great plan from our guys over at Takashi. We're going to rent a theater in Atlanta during the Final Four. And we were going to invite a bunch of media personalities, writers to come over and review the film, kind of a press screening, and hopefully write about it, tweet about it, so we could generate that buzz that we had missed from our festivals. Well, that didn't happen. And so thankfully for us, though, because of enough of those efforts, someone at ESPN got word of the film, and they watched it and wrote a great article about it last week. And then Eddie got into the Hall of Fame shortly after that. And so we've gotten that buzz that we so desperately needed as an independent film. And we think now is definitely the time to strike and get this thing out there.
Yeah. I read that article. It was, Myron Medcalf who wrote about it. He did that. He did a nice write up about it. I think reading it from what he seemed to say, it was, I think it's always felt pretty good, especially after that trailer came out, of that this was going to be a solid piece of work that you guys have done, reading that article. And it just kind of made me feel even more so and even more excited for it to finally to be available for us all to watch. So I know, like, myself and Joel and everybody else are very excited for the first opportunity to sit down and be able to see it.
Yeah. We're excited to share it. I hope that one day, you know, whenever we get to start, you know, being around each other again, and Dave might cut me off on this, but I mean, I really hope that we can screen it, you know, some locations, even if it is on Netflix or whatever. I just think it'd be a good fun time for everyone to come together and get to celebrate not only the film, but Eddie and Sean and the whole Sutton clan. That would be really, really cool to experience that, and hopefully that's something that we can do. You never know. That's definitely been, when we first set out to do this, we wanted to be able to do something like that. I hope that that's still in the cards. We'll see.
I think it definitely will be. I mean, it's hard to plan any of that, predicting when that's going to happen now, but it's something that we set up from the very beginning. Even when we started this a long time ago, we had a bunch of people on Indiegogo support the initial start of this project. And we had put in there, you know, we're going to have these screenings, and we still plan to do all that. It's just, we just can't do any of that until the film gets distributed. And so I appreciate everybody who's been so patient with us. We've had people who have been supporting us from the very beginning, and people who have just heard about it and jumped on board. And it just means a lot to have people support us. It means a lot that you guys would care enough to have us on your show. I mean, I'm serious when we say that. We're just Oklahoma filmmakers, man. You know, and we need people who like you guys who are interested and supported in it, or else nothing that we do will go anywhere. And so, everybody who's been inquiring, everybody's been excited about it. It's really, really felt on our team. It's really appreciated. And I can't say that with enough sincerity. Just thank you guys for your support.
Absolutely, Christopher. This has been really fun for us to kind of get a little bit of a peek behind the curtain of, you know, what we have coming here down the pipeline. I'm really excited to watch it. I've seen the trailer, and I know that good things are going to come out of this. And I hope that, you know, you give a little bit of a glimpse of who Coach Sutton was. And, you know, for those that have been able to be around him, you know, you know it's just an even greater look. But thank you so much. For anybody that hasn't either followed your work either personally or they want to follow 1577 Productions and, you know, the final little bit here, before the film comes out, where can they do that on social media?
Well, on social media, I mean, we have, go ahead and tell them about the Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter. We're fairly active on Twitter, especially lately. It's at Eddie Sutton Film. So that's been great. That was part of the fun on Friday for sure, was seeing that all happen. I know you guys are a big part of that as well. That was pretty exciting to see, just the celebration that happened online. I know the family really appreciated that as well. And then Dave's got our Facebook page going. We do have a Facebook page, and then we have, so I think you just search Eddie Sutton Film on Facebook.
Eddie Sutton Documentary Film is what it's called on Facebook.
And then we have EddieSuttonFilm.com, which has Dave and the rest of the producers do a great job of updating that on information as far as where we're at in the process. They've actually been doing that kind of throughout the filming. And then you can also sign up for email updates there. And those email updates are super valuable for us and hopefully for the audience as well, as those people will be first notified as when this is going to happen. So, for public consumption. So I just, you know, I'd ask for everyone to give us a follow, and just keep, you know, the support is amazing. And I can't do anything but help us, and get this film out to the world. I think now it's almost like we're all unified. It's not only us wanting this film to get out to the world. I think it's a lot of Oklahoma State fans that want to see this thing out, because we'd love to spread the word about Eddie to corners of the country that might otherwise not hear of him. And certainly generations of kids now that haven't heard of Coach, but it's a heck of a sports story. And I think that this film is highly entertaining, and I'm just ready for it to hit the screen, man. That's where I'm at.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for your time today. And hopefully once this thing is released, we'd love to have you guys back on and talk about the reception and, you know, keep getting the word out for you guys. You guys do fantastic work, and we'd love to, you know, support you guys as much as we can.
Yeah, Philip, Joel, you guys do great work, and just keep on talking about the Pokes, all right?
we're doing what we can.
I know it's
right
a tough time.
Sure.
I feel bad for you guys and all the sports writers out there. Because, you know, the thing that we all enjoy so much has been sidelined, you know? But we, like Dave said, you know, we really appreciate you guys having us on, and look forward to talking with you more about this and man, ready to get back to normal life at some point.
No doubt. Thank you so much, guys. We really appreciate it.